Today is Thursday, August 8th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Pickleball Day. It's also National CBD Day. Global Sleep Under the Stars Night. National Happiness Happens Day. National Frozen Custard Day. National Dollar Day. And, folks, oh my gosh, I'm on a diet, but it's National Whataburger Day. National Whataburger Day. Whataburger. I get made fun of for the way I say it, but it's pronounced Whataburger, and it's not Whataburger. I know that's what people think I say, water, but I do not. I say Whata. Whata Burger. Whata Burger. Whata Burger. There you go. Anyway, it's Whataburger, but that's not the way they pronounce it. In fact, let's go to YouTube here. And let's look for Whataburger commercial. Let's just see if how they say it. Let's listen.
Biscuits and taquitos and breakfast on a bun. Those are just a few of the things you can make a part of your morning routine at Whataburger. Then again, with so many choices, you could make a routine of not having a routine. But would not having a routine still be a routine? Chew on that for a while. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
So now that's an official commercial, and it sounds normal to me. Does it sound like she's saying Whataburger? I remember a man.
Whataburger's new bacon steakhouse double. Do you need it or do you want it? Do you need creamy steak sauce, crispy? Enjoy your burger.
Creamy, crispy, crunchy.
Whataburger's new bacon steakhouse double.
Just like you wanted it.
Yeah, he also says Whataburger. There was like a really southern sounding Whataburger. This is an old one. And I'm getting no audio. Maybe there will be audio.
There are hamburgers, and then there are hamburgers, like the kind you get at Whataburger. Fresh as it can be. It's...
Yeah, so I'm saying it the way they are saying it. So anyone who has ever made fun of me, I am saying it just like they say it on the commercial. So it's... Anyway, regardless, it is National Whataburger Day. And I probably will not be getting Whataburger because I'm counting calories and Daniel's coming this weekend. And so I think they're even giving away a free... I got an email that they're giving away some kind of free shake. But that's not going to be in my calories. And I know that I'm not going to do well while Daniel's here because I'm not going to be able to stay on my diet and go to restaurants and such. So I'm not going to be able to do it. Just not going to be able to do it. But there you go. All right. So where were we? You know, we were doing content. I listened to the episode, to yesterday's episode on my way home from work today. And I realized I didn't really explain much about Missy Witt. And if there was a brand new listener to the show, I jumped in the middle of a phone call, basically didn't explain. So we get phone calls occasionally from people who think that they have information about a cold case for a murder that happened 30 years ago, I want to say, but it happened in Fort Smith, Arkansas, which is about an hour and a half south of where I live. And the lady who was murdered is Missy Witt or Melissa Witt. And for whatever reason, the voicemail number that I selected used to be a tip line for her. It wasn't like a police tip line. I think it was a tip line for a documentary or for a writer who was writing a book, or I'm not really sure. I don't remember. I researched it at one point. So occasionally we will get calls from people with tips about Missy Witt. Well, I was like, why am I getting a call all of a sudden about Missy Witt? That's strange. We opened up Hulu last night, Mark and I, and there's a Melissa or a Missy Witt documentary on Hulu. Now, I don't know if it's new or if it just came to Hulu, because I know there was an older documentary that I thought was on Amazon Prime. So maybe Hulu just put out a new Missy Witt documentary and that's what this guy was watching. I'm not really sure, but we have more calls from this guy, so we're going to chug through those right now. And hopefully I can play this. I'm going to have to refresh this page. I left it on from when I recorded yesterday. And now it wants me to log in again. Oh my gosh. It wants me to log in. And it always sends me a code. It is a pain in the butt. I want you to remember this browser. Only for 30 days. Your order number? Nope, that's from lunch. 062. 618. Okay, so now I'm able to log in to Twilio, which is where our phone calls come in. Okay, I'm going to put it at 1 minute and 7 seconds. Here we go.
That's the Wyatt Harrison picture on this, the drawing of this black man supposed to be seen arguing with her on the parking lot in Fort Smith at the bowling alley.
At the bowling
and
alley.
How come they ain't said nothing else about the black man that was supposed to be arguing with her? And I did hear him say that he had a date with a white girl from Old Dog, Arkansas. I gave him a ride downtown Garrison Avenue. And anyway, when we was right near Garrison Avenue by the water fountain, I heard him say that he had a date with a white girl from Old Dog, Arkansas by the name of Witt. And I said, well, I met a white girl from, said she was from Old Dog, Arkansas by the name of Sherry White at Tiffany's, a club called Tiffany's on Townsend Avenue. And I stepped on her foot when I was dancing. He said, no, not white, Witt, Melissa Witt. And so that's the first time I had ever heard that name, Melissa Witt. And then about 2 weeks later on TV, I was sitting there watching the 5 o'clock news, and it came on the news about somebody named Melissa Witt come up missing. And I got to thinking. I said, well, I'm my brother's keeper. I need to go down and tell the police I found something out. I went down and asked to speak to a detective. They let me speak to a light brown-haired man by the name of Grubbs. He said, I don't think the Wyatt would do nothing like that. And I ain't never heard the Wyatt's name mentioned no more. In all the movies and stuff I've watched about this Witt case over the years, I have never heard his name mentioned no more. And I was only right to do that when I realized where I had heard that name mentioned before. I heard it from him on North 10th Street near Garrison Avenue. So why don't you put that on TV? Thank you.
All right, all right, sir. I'll put that on TV. So yeah, he is convinced that this Dwight Harrison, or whatever his name is, went on a date with Melissa Witt and then apparently murdered her. I don't know. But he called again and I don't know. Should we play this other one? It's going to say the same thing, but let's listen. Let's just have a listen.
Oh yeah. I meant to tell you, the officer that I talked to at the time, it's been almost 30 years ago or whatever. He said his name was Grubbs. G-R-U-B-B-S.
You said that, sir.
He said he was a detective named Grubbs.
I hope everyone's taking notes.
And whenever he said, I don't think the way I would do nothing like that. And I'll leave it alone. I feel like I've done my duty as a citizen, as my brother's keeper. By telling what I had heard. That's the first time I had ever heard that name in all my life. And then, like I said, I was at home about 2 weeks later looking at the 5 o'clock news, and it came on the news, a girl named Melissa Witt come up missing. And I got to thinking, where have I heard that name at? And I remembered I heard it from Dwight Harrison, D-W-Y-A-T-T-H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. He's from Vian, Oklahoma. He's been in the penitentiary here in Arkansas. And he used to live in Fort Smith, somewhere in Fort Smith. Anyway, I'm just relaying what I know. And it ain't nothing wrong with that. Thank you so very much. I hope that y'all find out what, if he had anything to do with it, I hope y'all find that out. I do know he's the guy that they got a composite drawing of at that bowling alley. They ain't never said no more about that. Well, they do on all the TV programs that I watch. They say, talk about the black guy arguing with at the bowling alley, but they don't never say nothing else no more about a black guy. But the guy, the police officer's name is Grubbs, G-R-U-B-B-S. He still works
Grubbs.
For the Fort Smith Police Department.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
Thank you so very much. Bye-bye.
He still works. This was 30 years ago, and the guy still works for the Fort Smith Police Department? That is ridiculous. That was 30. How old must he be? In his 70s, still working for the 60s or 70s. All right. Well, I don't know. I don't know where people are getting this phone number from, but if you want to give me any information about Melissa Witt, you can certainly call. And he never gave his name, this guy. So I don't know who he is. I don't know anything. We do have another phone call, but I'm gonna save that for another episode. It's not from the same guy, though. I wonder if it's also Melissa Witt. Let's just, we're not going to play it, but I just want to hear if this is a Melissa Witt call.
Hi, guys. Scott here.
Nope, it's Scott. I'm sure he's not calling about Melissa Witt, so we will, that might have been from the gay mix, actually. I don't know. All right, we'll end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.